Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you know, I have so many stories and they're true and I've lived such a life, it's amazing. I've observed many, many things in life and I've listened to what people have to say and I continue to listen to what people have to say and I've seen a great change in the world, some of it for incredible progress and some of it not so good. But in business, we've had so many changes, so many things happening, so many things going on. And I have to observe and I have to go back and think about what my mentor once told me, who I met when I was 26 years old and who helped me throughout the years become more successful. And as I always tell the story, interestingly enough, I became his mentor later in life. But he told me one day that his family was in the feed and grain business. And what they did, of course, was sell feed and grain to horses. That was their big business. And because they were in a situation where they were very prosperous, when the horseless carriage came along, when the car came along, they just kind of dismissed it. This is just a fad. It'll never happen. It'll never change. We don't need to change anything. And, of course, as the years went on, they lost their wealth. They lost everything because they didn't modify. They didn't change. So we're now in times where everything is changing, and business people need to be changing with it. Social media. Now, what's your social media perspective for your business? If you're, let's say, under 30, social media is not a problem. You just flow with it. And the younger you are, the easier it is. Most business owners are somewhere between 40 and 60 years old, and they don't necessarily understand social media. They don't necessarily want to participate in social media. They think it's a fad, but it's not. It's not going away. We need to be in social media. We need to be on LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+. I'm sure I've left some things out. But you need to be updating your website. You need to be commenting. You need to be out there. You need to let people know you're there. Now, this may not directly bring you any business whatsoever, but what it will do is it will keep your name out there. It'll show people that you are up to date. The competition is out there doing it, and you always must be competing with the competition every single day. Do not be left behind. Have people around you that understand this if you don't understand it. I can't stress how important it is to make this happen. I can't stress how important it is to be in a situation where you are being a leader in the community and you are staying up to date with these technologies. Now, last week, our hard drive died. It happens. Brand new computer. Company was really great. They had someone install the new hard drive the next day. They came out. It was under warranty. No issues whatsoever. We reloaded the computer because we do have backup. And, within a day or so or within 48 hours, everything was back to normal, not a problem. But then I'm holding this hard drive that I need to get erased. And can't do it here. It's not in the computer, so I've got to take it somewhere. So I do take it to a tech center, and I meet this young fellow, 26 years old, and he was a mechanical engineer student in his last year of college. He said, no problem, I'll take care of that for you. And he started to do the necessary steps to clean the hard drive because we didn't want to send it back to the company with all the information on it. And he said, I am really knowledgeable in tech. I'm really knowledgeable in social media. I'm really knowledgeable in all those things. But if I'm not in it all the time, if I'm not studying it all the time, I'm left behind. So I can't just let my guard down for 1 minute. I have to be very proactive. So I'm recommending to you that you be very proactive, that you understand that you do have a social media policy in your company. And it's easy to find samples of social media policy online, that you do understand technology. You don't have to know how to do it, just understand it, and that you do surround yourself with the most competent people that you can to make sure that your social media platform is great, that you're putting out right information, and that your people understand what's permissible and what's not. Because what we want to do, we want to do good business. We want to let people know that we are out there, that we are someone that they want to talk to. We want to get their attention, and that's what social media does. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.